Yes, hello everybody again. This is the pre-recorded share for the Tuesday, the 9th of August, 2022. We are in Menachem Av, Tovshin Pei Beis, and we will be learning Simon Tov Reish Lamed Sif Tes, and continue from there. So, the halach is as follows. This is discussing the height of the sukkah. And the halach is as follows. What happens if the walls of the sukkah are only seven tefachim? Seven tefachim. A little bit more than seven tefachim. And what you did is that you put them within three tefachim from the ground. So you have seven tefachim, high sukkah, and seven tefachim. The walls are seven tefachim, and you put them within three tefachim of the ground. Not all the way. So you've got walls of seven tefachim, and you put them within three tefachim of the ground. We know there's a rule of lavud, which is anything which is within three tefachim is considered lavud. It's considered as if it's sealed off. So therefore, if I put those seven tefachim walls, not all the way till the ground, but within three tefachim of the ground, what have you got? Three tefachim, which we can ignore, plus seven tefachim, so you've got walls of ten tefachim, which is the minimum shelf sukkah, which is fine. So, says Shulchan Aruch Tzeiv Tes, so you'd find yourself gvoyos, gvoyim shiva, v'mashu, if you've got walls of the sukkah, which have seven tefachim, a little bit more, and I place them within three tefachim of the ground. Now that I've got these ten tefachim of walls, even if I put the schach not right on the walls, but even further up, in one way or another, they are floating on top of it, they're higher up, it's still perfectly kosher. As long as they are on the same height, as if you take a stick and you go further up, they have to be on the same level than the walls, but the schach can be higher up than the ten tefachim. It needs to be within the three tefachim space kind of the wall. It's kosher. But if the wall is only 10 tefachim, even if the doifin is 4 and a little bit more than that, 2 mashun is kosher, if you put in the middle. Because we learned that lavud seals it off. But if the walls, the 7 tefachim walls, are placed higher than the three tefachim from the ground, then it's going to be possible because you have spoiled the lavud, you have missed the lavud, and therefore it's possible. So the point is, in one sentence, you could have a seven tefachim board, a seven tefachim wall, and the wall is still kosher, despite the fact that the minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tefachim. The reason being, if I put it within the three tefachim of the ground, then that is considered if it's reaching the ground. Although physically it's not reaching the ground, but it's within three tefachim. Three tefachim is lavud, so three of lavud plus seven wall, that's ten tefachim. And what we learned also is that you don't even have to put the schach right on top of that; it could be further up, and that will still be fine. So if you toys is a kosher bin eilonos, what happens if I make a sukkah between the trees? Voilonos tefonos lo, and the tree is actually considered the wall. I'm using the trees as the wall. If the trees are solid, strong, or if they were younger trees, if I've strengthened them by ropes, to the extent that they don't shake around, but it's solid and it's straight and it doesn't move about. And I've filled the space area between the trees with any kind of material, with a cash, perhaps even with hay. And I have kind of fortified it and made it more solid, and I've tightened it all up. It's kosher. So you can have a sukkah which is made out of trees, and in between areas, I've put anything else just to seal it off, as it were. It's kosher. Al kain. But I can't make just out of reeds. They need to be more solid than that. Sometimes he would fly off, and the person is not aware of it. And you've got to make sure that the mechitzas are strong enough that the regular wind will not destroy it, will not blow it away. So it is okay to have between the trees additional materials. That's perfectly fine. But you gotta make sure that they are solid enough that the regular wind wouldn't blow it away. You should tighten them up. If you want to use sheets, that's fine as well. You can use materials between the trees, that's fine. Toiv, you should ensure. You should still have strings around it, ropes around it, which are closer than 3 tefachim from each other. This, Rabbi Sai, is relevant to the canvas sukkahs, really, because the canvas sukkahs also are surrounded by material, by sheet. So we're learning now over here is that you've got to make sure that it doesn't blow off, it doesn't fly off with the ruach matsuya, with the regular wind, which in England the regular wind is pretty strong. So you've got to make sure that it doesn't fly around so much, and the way to do that is by having ropes around it, and all those ropes should be within 3 tefachim, and that will enable the sukkah to be a kosher sukkah. What's also important to note is that if it blows, if the material blows more than 3 tefachim, if it blows away, if the distance that it blows and it opens up is 3 tefachim, that would be considered a problem. Further, in Sif Yudalef we learn, you can use animals for balechaim. I mean, think of an elephant, why not? As long as it's tied up, because otherwise, if it's not tied up, it will move away. But provided that it's staying and it's got a strong rope that doesn't make it it doesn't move away. Then it's a kosher. Balechai can be a kosher sukkah. Shiksha shom behemol doifin, as long as it's tied up to the doifin, it's fine. It's kosher. An animal qualifies as a wall. Mishabu does say, but if you're talking about an elephant, that there is a hole between the feet, more than 3 tefachim, then you have to fill it up, you have to seal it off. See if you'd base. You can even use a human as a doifen. A person can qualify as a doifen. A doifen doesn't have to be a wall, doesn't have to be wood, it can even be a human. Remember the first word in the simon was hakol. Everything is kosher as a doifen, and that hakol includes also a human. Kol dvorim ksheirim lefanos, even a human is also kosher for a doifen. The person just mustn't know that he's actually being abused or used as a doifen. So don't tell the person, you're my best wall I've ever seen. He can't know that he's a wall. You can call him, hey, why don't we have a conversation? And whilst you have a conversation with him, you actually use him as a mechitza. I don't know how you do about the schach. You obviously put the schach on top of his head. You look so cool with this schach. He doesn't realize that he's actually being a wall. But in terms of the quality of wall, your friend is an excellent wall. Sometimes when you talk to people, you feel you're talking to walls. And here you go, that actually halachically also they can qualify as walls. But on weekdays, even if he knows that doesn't disqualify, that's fine. Even on Yom Tov, you could really make mechitza out of people. It's not really a problem. Certainly, if you've got already 3 walls, then it's for sure fine. I would be different from Revi. The 4th wall is certainly fine to make out of person. So the problem is that you're not allowed to make a mechitza materes. You're not allowed to make a mechitza which halachically allows something on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But therefore, your problem to make a wall on Yom Tov, certainly if it's a 4th wall, then you got already a kosher sukkah as it is, and therefore it's not a problem. If you're making a if you make a sukkah on the karamita, on the poles of a bed, vakurim mechitzos, and the poles of the bed are the mechitzos. Im yesh bruva asorot tfochim in amita leschach kshero. If there's 10 tfochim between the mita and the schach, it's kosher. Im la absurd, if you don't have 10 tfochim, it's possible because the sukkah needs to be 10 tfochim. Avim soma chasach alamudim akurim mitfanois. Avilin gvur asor mechitzos leschach kshero. Kivin sheish asorot tfochim oris haschach. And if you've got a way that the bed plus the additional area reaches 10 tfachim, then you could have a kosher sukkah, because again the point is you need to have 10 tfachim on each side, and once you've got 10 tfachim, the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Regarding the earlier halacha of a person being a doifin, a wall of a sukkah, and Mr. Kehlitz was asked an interesting question: is the person who is actually serving as the wall, is he part of the sukkah? Can he eat? Or is that considered a person eating? Is he considered eating in the sukkah or eating outside the sukkah? How does that work? And Mr. Kehlitz answers follows: if he's looking inside, then he's actually part of the sukkah. If he's looking outside, he's not part of the sukkah. Very interesting. So it depends which way he's facing. So if you are talking to a person, he's turning you back towards you, then he would actually not be allowed to eat, and he's considered out of the sukkah. There may also be some benefit in learning some communication skills, but besides that, he's actually considered being out of the sukkah, and he's not part of, despite the fact that he's your mechitza, serving as your mechitza, and he enables you to eat inside the sukkah. So it depends which way he's looking. Another really, really important point that comes out from this is what Shlomo Zalman points out. We learned over here that the Ramos says that you can't make a mechitza materis on Shabbos. So if you've got, let's say you've got two solid walls, and for some reason or another, that's all you've got, and now you want to add a third wall by having people standing there, or you bring your elephant along, that is going to be the third mechitza, and therefore you're going to have a kosher sukkah. That is also because you're making a mechitza materis on Shabbos Yom Tov, which is forbidden. Two-walled sukkah is possible. Three-walled sukkah is kosher. So if you are creating a third wall, whichever way it's going to be, that third wall, if you're by making a third wall on Shabbos Yom Tov, it becomes, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that because you're making a mechitza materis on Shabbos. It's like making a makeh bepatish. You're making a boina. You're creating something. You're making a hechsher sukkah, which is also. So again, if you've got two walls and you are making a third wall on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The question therefore is, some people have a sukkah which very often that's the sukkah in the inbuilt sukkahs. They have two good walls, and the third wall is perhaps a sliding door, a sliding door is a good example. That sliding door, by opening it, by closing the sliding door, you've got a third wall. By opening the sliding door, you only have two kosher walls in that particular sukkah. So by closing and opening the sliding door on Shabbos Yom Tov, never mind Tasev Lamna Osui, you're making a mechitza materis on Shabbos Yom Tov, which is also, this is very, very relevant, Rabbi said. Plenty of sukkahs out there have turned out to be invalid and possible because of that reason. So Rabbi said, for instance, you've got a sukkah, indoor sukkah, and there's two walls, and two good walls, and a third wall is a sliding door from side to side. And when you're opening the sliding door, you only have two walls, the one on the left and the one on the right. And by closing the sliding door, you've got a third door, which makes a kosher sukkah. So that is a problem. You can't open and close the sliding door on Shabbos because you're making the third wall of the sukkah, which is a problem. This is really, really important point to remember. Okay.